Amplify News, Fox News.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You're listening to Phil Henry Show!
And now, Ghost to Coast with Art Bell. To call west of the Rockies, dial, oh, I forget. I'm Russ Mitchell. My balls are huge.
And thank you, Ross Mitchell, and thank you all coast to coast. This is Ghost to Ghost FM with Art Bell. I am Art Bell. And it is getting spooky. It is getting unusual. It is getting weird. And it's getting weirder, as you'll find out this evening. General Johnson Jameson is going to join us from his bunker complex in the Anza-Borrega Desert. But first, friends, now you too can do what you've seen so many other people in your neighborhood do. You can immunize yourself against 50 of the world's great diseases as listed by Mademoiselle magazine, including leprosy, mumps, chlamydia, pink eye, the vapors, impetigo, athlete's foot, crotch rot, acne, tennis elbow, trichne, herpes, type 1, 2, 3, and 4, as well as many, many more great diseases. Just send away for our handy rectal inoculating suppository bonus pack. Remember that name, say it out loud into a phone at a party so your friends can overhear it. Our big rectal inoculating suppository bonus pack. Just tell the operator you want the handy rectal inoculating suppository bonus pack, please. And if you order now, you'll get a paper bag to put over your head when you begin to hyperventilate and panic. Don't delay. New from P-Man. General Johnson Jameson joins us from the Anza-Borrega Desert. There is so much going on. I don't know. If you check out his website, which is www.BrigadierGeneralJohnsonJameson.com/pictures/7thDimension/gold cheese, the goldfish cheese cracker, it's very simple to remember. Then you can see these pictures. And General Jameson, this is incredible.
Art, it's amazing what I've been able to find out. And I've tried calling the CIA.
What exactly do you believe? Osama bin Laden is extra-dimensional then?
Yes, he's from another dimension. Now, I know that I can travel between this dimension and the seventh dimension if I use my handy trans-dimensional pod.
And you're going to do that later on in the program?
Yes, I will. I'll be doing that later on in the program. I think Osama bin Laden is slipping between... he's evading our special forces by going between this dimension and the next dimension, using probably some invisibility ray.
Now, this is fascinating. So he's making himself invisible and then going through a tear in the fabric of the universe?
Yes, that's exactly right.
What did the government, and we all know what the government does when they are confronted with the truth, they evade.
Yeah, you are. Oh, Jesus, you're smart. Oh, man, why am I even on the show? You know everything. No, seriously, Art, it is... I called the CIA, and do you know what they said to me?
What?
They used the fact that I happened to be, just happened to be, on bipolar medication as a reason why they didn't want to listen to me. And that is absolute...
That is fascism.
Absolute fascism. So what we're going to do to prove to them... we're going to go into our trans-dimensional intergalactic pod, and we'll go find Osama bin Laden.
You know, we have found so many interesting things on this program, and nobody wants to listen to us. The fact that there could be alien infestation of one's lower colon, for instance. They didn't want to hear about that. And
well, he's making an ass out of our special forces is what he's doing.
Fascinating. Just fascinating. And so he's able to hide from our special forces by going into...
Yeah, into another world. This was first hypothesized in the Hansel and Gretel, because they... Did you ever read that?
Yes, I did.
I'm sure a witch that's going to eat you, right. That had to be some other world. And so I began reading Hansel and Gretel and going through Mother Goose, the whole Jack Sprat thing. I mean, it's all there. If anyone will read it. And I called the CIA. I called the FBI. I put in a call to President Bush. Guess what?
He didn't take your call.
You got it.
I can't believe... They're afraid of the truth, General Jameson.
He didn't take my call when I said to him, go ahead, check it out. It's right there. Dr. Seuss, everything's in it. And he wouldn't believe me. So,
Do you have your transdimensional pod right now?
Yes, I do. I'm going to get into it.
All right, I'm in the transdimensional pod right now.
General Jameson, Johnson Jameson, is about to move from this dimension into the seventh dimension where Osama bin Laden could be.
That's right. And in the seventh dimension, the whole Muslim thing has no meaning. You know, he swigs back tumblers of Bushmills while getting a lap dance from strippers. It's just a different thing, okay?
Go ahead.
That felt good. One of the things about transdimensional travel, you...
You orgasm.
Yes, you do. You orgasm. All right, I'm here.
And what does it look like? Now, General Jameson, be very careful. We don't want you to get hurt.
It looks just like my living room, just as I thought. It's the same place.
And why is that?
Well, you're in a parallel universe. Everything looks the same, except the goldfish crackers taste better here than they did there.
Is he there?
I don't know. I'll go looking for him. And do you have something you need to do?
I got to do a commercial, so why don't you...
Yeah, I'll just amble around and see if he's here. Geez, I need to find a tissue now. A seventh dimension tissue, of course. It's all over my pants.
All right, we'll be right back with General Johnson Jameson as he looks for Osama bin Laden in the seventh dimension. We'll be right back here. This is Coast to Coast AM. And friends, I'd like to tell you a little bit more about Peenemann Enterprises and some of the great things that they have in store for you. Yes, Peenemann Enterprises. You've heard the crazy stories about aliens having sex with human beings. I'm sure you've heard Whitley Strieber many times on our program. In fact, here is just a piece of our interview with Whitley Strieber, the author of Communion, as it was on our show not too long ago.
And then, he pulled it out and everything. And it was kind of fun. I don't know. He was white and strange, but it felt good.
That was Whitley Strieber, as he was on our program, talking about extraterrestrial sex. Are these stories of sex with aliens true? Why take a chance? Send away now for a lifetime supply of Cosmosilin, a newly advanced penicillin especially formulated to keep you from getting intergalactic clap. That's right. Why let an alien with the interplanetary itch ruin your fun Friday night? A lifetime supply, only 6,823,461 Denebian credits, or if you're using Earth money, $9.99. New from Peenemann. May not work against the Martian drip. All right, let's go back to General Jameson now. And General Jameson, how are you doing?
Don't you have Ross Mitchell's going to say something?
Oh, yes, Ross Mitchell. And now this from Ross Mitchell.
Oh, what the hell. Now, Coast to Coast with Art Bell.
All right, thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, you guys quit screwing around. I'm in the seventh dimension over here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, you're in the seventh dimension. Is Osama bin Laden there?
No, but there's an alien here. Let me... Hold on, I have to approach him. Hello, I'm General Johnson James... Man, you have a nice set. That's really... Excuse me, Art. Do you have any of that Cosmosilin?
Oh, quit screwing around. You had sex with an alien in the seventh dimension. That sucks. I wish I was there. I really do, General Jameson. Some of the things that you're doing is...
Well, I've got the drip now, and it's Martian drip. It glows, so it's...
So that's it, ladies and gentlemen. General Johnson Jameson, infected with the intergalactic itch.
You've been listening to Coast with Art Bell. I quit.
Screw yourself, Ross.
No, really, I quit.
All right, and welcome back to the Phil Henry Show. Always love driving in and listening to Art. So there he was with his, what was it, Martian drip? Okay. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. We're going to do just a very quick Q&A here. If anybody has any questions, they can certainly... we've just lost our screen and our clock, so we need to get that back up. In the little limited time that I have here in this hour, let's start with our Q&A. Anybody there with a question out there in the audience? Yes, sir. Did I ever eat at Rod's in Arcadia is the question. Yeah, in fact, a friend of mine, his mother was a stewardess. She was a waitress there. Rod's in Arcadia. It's right there on Huntington Drive. Are you the busboy there, or are you used to...
Yeah. Good cheap meal.
It is a great cheap meal, and that little guy with the platter, yeah, Rod's in Arcadia. That's my hometown, Arcadia. Any other questions? Yes, sir. Yeah. Ma'am.
Have you ever had a caller where they were just so kind of sad and pathetic that you felt bad for them, and you actually called them back and said, hey, look, this is actually a comment?
We didn't call them back, but we would keep them on the line and say, you know what, we're just screwing around. Don't worry about it. And the worst time was I had a little girl who actually called and said she was afraid of something that we had done because she was afraid for the safety of her mother. So I got on the line with her, and I said, honey, don't worry. Well, it is true, but your mom's going to be okay. No, I didn't say that. I said, don't worry. We're just messing around. We're doing funny voices. And she goes,
you're doing the voice?
I go, yeah.
Oh, man, you're pathetic. But thanks for the good news anyway.
I said, you're welcome. So, all right, we'll do a little Q&A next hour. We'll be back. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Henry Show.